It's now time for The Journey.
G'day everyone, and thanks for tuning into The Journey. I'm Jude, and I'm joined again this week by Daniel. How you going, Daniel?
Jude, it's awesome to be back for a second week in a row. I can't believe it. I can't believe we've been asked to come back again.
Yeah.
Looking forward to another week as DJ on The Journey.
Me too, mate. Me too.
How's your week been, mate?
Fantastic. I've had a bit of a journey this week. I actually travelled out to Wagga to help train some scripture teachers. In fact, training them up in how to use smart boards. And so that was fantastic. They're just great people. All these scripture teachers in New South Wales across all these denominations. You know, you've got Catholics, Anglicans, Baptists, Uniting Church, all the denominations going in and telling kids in state schools about God's love. It's a fantastic thing. So it was a real privilege to be out there with them and to train them up in using this new technology in state school smart boards. What about you, mate? What have you been up to?
Well, mate, it doesn't sound like my week's been quite as busy as yours this week. I have had a few things to do, a few videos to be producing as well. But I suppose the highlight from my week was my little mandate with you last week when we took a trip up to the Sydney Opera House and watched Glenn Hansard up there doing a solo performance. It was absolutely fantastic.
It was good, wasn't it? Yes, yes. My wife was disappointed that she couldn't go, but it was a great night. He's a brilliant musician.
Oh, he's fantastic. Okay, so what have we got on the show this week?
Mate, we've got a great show lined up this week. We've got all of our inputs that our listeners have become used to hearing. We've got the Gospel Reflection with Father Ken. Sister Hilda Scott from the Abbey is going to provide us with more wisdom from the Abbey. We've got Trish McCarthy with her Milk and Honey segment. We've got a new input too from the Missionaries of God's Love, and they're a new order in Australia and a fantastic bunch of people. And they're going to give us some inputs really regularly on the show, which is fantastic. Of course, we've got Bruce Downs as well and, mate, all the other things that are usually part of the journey, including some fantastic music.
I love the music that our sound editor Rachel puts together for us each week. So first up, we've got our Gospel Reflection for week 4 of Lent. And that's from Father Ken Caith from Thirroul.
Faith, hope, love and life. You're on the journey.
Here's this week's Reflection on the Gospel.
This week's Gospel for the fourth Sunday of Lent is from chapter 9 of St. John's Gospel. The man born blind. What did he see? When we look, what's important for us? Is it age, beauty, physical strength, clothes? What is it that we see? This nameless man in the Gospel is us. The Pharisees, the holy religious leaders of the time, could not see beyond their beliefs, their horizons, their culture, their way of thinking. The result? They looked down on others. They wouldn't listen. Get out of here. Who are you to be teaching us? You're a typical blind man. The parents, they're battlers. A very hard job in those days to bring up a blind child. Don't involve us, but don't ask us to volunteer. They stood back. They didn't want to get involved. The blind man struggled, changed, and was open-minded. He reported the events of what had happened to him and said Jesus is a prophet. And of course, he was expelled for saying that, for standing up for what he believed in. How do we see? In what areas is my faith blind? Do I exclude people because I don't think they fit into my way of thinking? Am I afraid of what I don't understand? Do I have inappropriate expectations of my life? Am I unwilling to change my mind because I think I know everything? Do I look beyond external appearances to perceive the inner reality of people and their problems? As Christ was able to get to the heart of this man, am I able to get to the heart of people who are seeking the sight of the Lord, to see God's reconciliation, God's peace, God's gentleness come alive? Can I open people's eyes to that? Do people see through me a one-eyed person, or perhaps a person with wide horizons?
Faith, hope, love and life. This is The Journey.
I know that the hardest part of love is not the things I have to give. No. It's what I give up. I'm giving up ground and I'm trading in my solitude for safety. Stand a chance against the world.
The Journey with Dodsy and Dave.
Here's Sister Hilda with Wisdom from the Abbey.
In recent times, the world has mourned the loss of Nelson Mandela, and much has been said about him, and I'd like to recount one more facet of this wonderful, wonderful man. Somebody asked Nelson Mandela, did he ever hate the guards that looked after him? You and I both know some of the horrendous things that Nelson Mandela had to endure. His answer was, well, of course I hated them. That's human. But then I realised that if I continued to hate them, then I continued to be their prisoner. That struck me. Because you and I continue to be prisoners ourselves. When we're hemmed in by the feelings and the hatred that we have for other people. Every time you and I give way to an act of recrimination, every time you and I hear these words pass our lips, what do they think they're doing? They're not going to treat me like that. We're their prisoner. Every time you and I turn a blind eye to somebody else's call for help, we're their prisoner. Every time you and I choose darkness over light, and I'm not talking here about airy-fairy stuff, I'm talking about the practicalities of everyday life. Every time we choose darkness, you and I are prisoners. And our dear Father did not create you and I to be prisoners. He created us to walk this earth with our heads held high, with the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. And it's that kind of freedom that is one more gift the Father has entrusted to us for the rest of the world. Perhaps the time has come, 2014, the time has come to stop being prisoners. It's real easy, you know. All you got to do is ask the Father for the key. And Jesus Christ, as we know, is the key. If we're set free, then so is this entire world. And you know what? Peace will finally come to this world.
Welcome back to The Journey. That was Audrey Assad with The Way You Move, and before that was Sister Hilda Scott with her wisdom from the Abbey talking about Nelson Mandela. What a loss to the world, Jude, but what a life he led.
Yeah, that's right, mate. And I think Sister Hilda really picks up on all the things we can learn from such an iconic life. You know, I remember when he got out of jail and just that whole period of time in South Africa, the world sort of looking on and going, is it going to work or is this country going to self-destruct? And wasn't he a unifying figure?
Yeah, look, I was quite young, but I have these vivid memories in my mind, Jude, of the World Cup, when South Africa won the World Cup, not long after he got out of jail. It sticks with me even to this day.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, coming up on the show, we've got Chris Tomlin with Your Grace Is Enough.
Faith, hope, love and life. You're on the journey.
Sinner's heart, you lead us by still waters into mercy, and nothing can keep us apart. So remember your people.
Time for Milk and Honey with Trish McCarthy.
Do you remember the five gifts of nature that I introduced to you? As a reminder, They were sun, water, air, earth, and space. Have you ever been to a friend's house that was just immaculate? Everything had a place, and it looked clean and orderly. After the unnecessary guilt of not measuring up, how did it make you feel? Peaceful? Decluttered? What about driving to your holiday destination, and you finally break through the battle of traffic to the outskirts of town, onto the highway where there was nothing but open space, ocean, trees, mountains, paddocks and the like? Did you breathe easy for a second, and soak it in? How did your mind and body respond? In art and creative arenas, people refer to white space. This is an area that's left untouched, so to speak. It has a purpose and allows other things to come to life or to the forefront, or to let the eyes and mind rest. Examples include margins in text, feature walls in living spaces, plating of exquisite cuisine where less is more. Space is an important element to our well-being. Our lives, our time, our living environment get increasingly crowded. Your task today is to create some space. This may be in your schedule, in your kitchen, simply by having a cleared wash bench, making your bed, a feature wall in your living space, free from hanging pictures, a tidy workspace, free from paper and electrical cords, or even going to sit at a lookout where you can see for miles. Be conscious of creating this space in your life, and as you do, take a breath, empty yourself, and allow God's Spirit to enter and heal.
Together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness.
Light.
That was Holy Light by Phil Wickham. Now, in the next few weeks, we're really looking forward to having a conversation too with a lady called Marita Winters. And Marita is in charge of the National Office for Evangelization for the Catholic Church. Now, she's conducting an event later this year that's called Proclaim 2014, which is going to be a conference that's going to be held in Chatswood with people coming from all across Australia and certainly from all across the world. And probably the keynote at this whole event is going to be Father Michael White and a layman, Tom Corcoran, who wrote a book called Rebuilt. And it's taken the world by storm in many ways. And it speaks about how this Catholic parish in America has really learned a whole lot of lessons from some of the Pentecostal churches in its areas, and have worked really closely with them to draw people back to practicing and understanding their faith and really embracing Christ. And it's a very popular book in the US. It is here in Australia. In fact, right throughout the world. So really looking forward to catching up and having a chat with Marita Winters in coming weeks about that Proclaim conference. Coming up, we've got a song from Need to Breathe called Won't Turn Back.
Lonely like a sailor who's left his girl at home. No storm could overtake the love he knows. So tell me why I should run for cover at the sound of the coming thunder, when all I hear is the cry of my lover. So take your shot, I won't turn back. I won't turn back. Faithful like a soldier, his answer to the call. Even when his back's against the wall, tell me why I should run for cover at the sound of the coming thunder, when all I hear is the cry of my lover. Yeah, take your shot, I won't turn back. No, I won't turn back. I won't turn back.
Okay, Dan, now we're going to hear the first of our new weekly segments that are going to be prepared for us by the Missionaries of God's Love.
Ah, the MGLs, Jude. They've been in the papers quite a bit in the last month.
Yes, mate. They're actually the newly recognised and the first Australian order of priests that have been recognised by Rome. And they've got a really simple, I suppose, outlook in what their mission is, to make God's love known by as many people as possible. And they're really evangelical, and they're really very young in their outlook and with their membership as well. So it's going to be great to have them on board.
I know a couple of the MGLs. Yeah. They're fantastic guys.
Yeah, they're good
So
guys.
I'm really looking forward to their content and input each week with us.
Yeah, they're actually in order with priests, and they've got some brothers and nuns as well. And they're going to give us a segment each week called The Path. And the first ones have been prepared by a fantastic young priest called Father Dave Callahan. And so really looking forward to having them on board.
Can't wait to hear them, Jude. But before that, let's get a bit more music. Here's Hillsong with Desert Song.